are Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all, we give you all, we give you
Lord. Your name is name of the King of Kings. Any song that comes to your mind, I want you to sing it to God. I want you to just worship Him. I want you to magnify His name. Shortly, I would like to teach us a very, very short song. The song goes thus. That your helper has come. That means there's a solution to all your problems.
Ebenezer, Ebenezer, amen. Let's continue to worship our God, our helper, our Ebenezer. This is how far He has helped us. From January to this point, will you begin to appreciate God for the last day in the month of August? It is not by power nor by might, it is of the mercy of our Lord that we have not been consumed. 2020 has been like no other year. We have not gone through this type of year before, but here we are. Like play, God has helped us. I want you to appreciate this, our living God. Thank Him for keeping you and your household thus far. For the life He has given unto you. Thank Him for keeping the church. The enemy is not able to take away this week of spiritual refreshing from us. Remember that we couldn't meet in March. It is of the mercy of God He sustained us. When we were not aware of what is coming to us, when we woke up in January, we never knew it would be like this. But God sustained us. He watered all the word of God we have been listening to. And He used it to bring us to this point. I want you to appreciate God. I want you to appreciate God. Tell God thank you. Tell Him you appreciate Him. Acknowledge His lordship over your life. That you accept that He is God that rules in the affairs of men. That is why He has given you the privilege to see today with your household. You are not inside one hospital. You are not on ventilator. You are not in the quarantine center. It is not because we are better. It is of the mercies of God that we have not been consumed. Let us appreciate this. Our God has been faithful. He's been our rock, our fortress, our shield, and our hiding place. He's been the banner over our life. He's been our rock, our helper, our Ebenezer, the one that carries our body. Even when we don't know what to do, He knows what to do. He has been the Holy Spirit that has been helping and guiding us, taking us into deep waters, taking us across the oceans. When we sleep, we don't know what is happening. But God has helped us. He has given us victory over seen and unseen issues. Will you appreciate this, our God? Will you say thank Him? Thank you to Him, our rock and our fortress. Let us appreciate Him.
Let us tell him we are here today again. We are here by his power. Nothing in our hands we bring. Simply to the cross we have come to cling. That God will show us mercy. Let God show us mercy. That song says, nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Fly to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior. Yes, we have come naked. Are you not naked? You can hide. You can cover everything you have done since morning, since January, since August. But you know you cannot hide it from God. We have come with nothing in our hands. Nothing in our hands we have bring simply to the cross. Let us plead for mercy this evening. Let us plead for his mercy. That he will show us mercy again today as he used to. He is used to showing us mercy. And let us acknowledge the fact that we are not taking his mercy for granted. That he will show us mercy again. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy Lord's demand. Cool my zeal, no respite, no. Cool my tears, forever flow. All for sin could not atone. Thou must say, and thou alone. Let us plead for the salvation of God upon our lives. Yesterday morning, the conclusion of the matter is, are you in the faith? Before we even say, stand with it, are you in the faith? My brothers and my sisters, I hope you have answered that question in your heart. As many that are not in the faith, have you decided to come? And if you are there, tell God, help me, Savior, or I will die. Even in the faith, can you keep yourself? Let us plead with God to help us. To help us to hear him in a new way this evening again, in the name of Jesus. That your coming, just like this thing is being streaming, being recorded, it's being recorded in heavens. That you are here again, you will not say you have not heard. Will you plead with God for your life? What are the issues? What are the issues? What are the things that the enemy has taken from your hands? That carelessly you have lost. Will you plead with God to open your eyes today? Plead with God that your eyes of understanding be opened. That our hearts will be flooded with light. That as the word of God comes this evening, it will mix with faith in our hearts. That we will hear him. We will not see the man of God. We will not look at his English. We will not look at what he is. We will hear God. That our hearts will be open to the Holy Spirit. So tell us those things where we need to stand. Where we have been wobbling. Those places we have been wobbling, our weak areas. Will you plead with God to open your eyes of understanding today? That God will help you. That God will help me. That our coming will not be in vain. If man can think of recording this kind of program, what about the videos of heaven? Let us plead with God. God, we are before you, O God. Lord, please show us mercy. Show us mercy, O God, that we will understand you. That we will hear you better. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. So our dear God, just like we have said, we have come unto you. We have come unto you because there is no hiding place. The psalmist said, even if I go into the deep hell, you are dear God. Lord, we have come just as we are, O God. And you have said that we should bring our vessels not a few. We have come just as we have perforated and leaking. We have come, O God, that you will help our lives this evening in the name of Jesus. that our coming here today will not be in vain in Jesus' name. We surrender, O God, unto you again. Every issue, O God, upon our life. Everything that has been a distraction to us. Father, we have come to lay at the cross of Calvary today. Lord, that you will take them over in the name of Jesus. And that you will give us a new garment. A garment, O God, to run with in the name of Jesus. That, O God, we will be found blemished before you in the name of Jesus. We will be found blameless before you in the name of Jesus. Every spot, O God, every wrinkles in our life. Father, shine your light upon them today in the name of Jesus. We lift up the speaker unto you. We know that we have told you we want to hear you. We don't want to hear him. Lord, we plead with you that you will grant him utterance. As, O God, he speaks your word this evening, there will be understanding. There will be light upon it. That, O God, it will enter into our heart in the name of Jesus. And it will perform that which it ought to do in the name of Jesus. None of us will go back the way we have come today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have pleaded with you that nothing in our hands we have brought. We have nothing, O God. Even if we start crying from now till tomorrow, it's not a solution to our problem. Lord, we just plead with you. That issue of our life that needs your attention. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will attend to them in the name of Jesus. And at the close of this meeting, O God, we will glorify you. Every buying and selling spirit will take authority over you in Jesus' name. Every form of distraction, every sleeping, every weakness of the soul, every weariness of the mind will take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And we say, O God, we declare this meeting open this evening to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. That God, you will meet with us and that you will be glorified and that we will be blessed. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed with thanksgiving.
Praise the Lord. For the sake of those who are not here yesterday, when the program began in the morning, the guest speaker that the Lord had prepared for us is Reverend Paul Oyele, the presiding pastor of UMCATC Chapel. And we are blessed yesterday, and I trust God that today, more of his blessings in Jesus' name. Before he comes up, we'll take open our redemption hymn now to hymn 444. Hymn 444.
to heaven by the grace. We, the last stanza again, that last stanza again. Here's the battle. Fears and long battle raging, but our help is near. Oh, what comes our great commander? Yes, my comrade. I hold the fort, hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, sin and sting. Wave the answer back to heaven, by the grace we win.
Before we sit down, I want us to take just two prayer points. The first one, I want you to pray for the grace to hold the first till the end. Those who are falling, they don't desire to fall. Those who are gone, they never desire to go. I want to pray and say, Father, give me grace to hold the fort till the very end. Shall we pray? Let's lift up our voices. Lift up your voice. Lord, the grace to hold firmly to the end without shaking. Lord, give me that grace that I will stand firm in the faith to the end. Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I know that some of us, including me, we have one thing you want God to do for you. That if God should do that thing, you'll be the happiest person on earth. If you're like that, like me, let me see your hand. Oh, so we are many. I assure you that God is faithful. And he will answer your prayer.
Amen.
I like a better amen.
Amen.
I say it again. God is faithful. He will answer your prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you lift up your voice in faith and say, Father, this matter I commit to your hands. Only you can do it. Do it and take the glory. Can we pray? Can you open your mouth and pray to your Father? Father, this matter, only you can do it. Lord, do it and take the glory. Father, this matter, only you. If you don't do it, no one can do it. Do it and take the glory. In the name of Jesus, do it and take the glory. Father, this matter, do it. Glorify yourself in my life. Brethren, open your mouth and pray. The Bible says, be anxious of nothing but in prayers and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Can you tell him, Father, this matter is sapping my faith. The devil is using it to shake me. But Lord, I have cried for grace to stand. But Lord, do it. Do it. It may be your life. It may be the life of your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife. It may be a request that you have been praying to God for a long time. This is the time. Can you open your mouth and say, Father, let this matter be handled. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we give you adoration. We thank you for yesterday. We thank you for today. We thank you for tomorrow. That it be exalted in Jesus' name. We are gathered again before you, not before any man. But Lord, we have come even to your throne of mercy to draw grace, to draw help. We plead, O God, that as we gather, that your spirit will breathe upon us. In the name of Jesus. We decree, O God, that the Holy Spirit will take over this atmosphere. Every spirit that is not of God, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to leave this atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we decree, O God, that the heavens be open upon this gathering. We decree, O God, that the heavens be open and the power of the Lord be released. In the name of Jesus, let every soul that is thirsty be filled. Let every soul that is hungry be filled. Let your word come out with power. Father, at the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you because you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And a better amen. A louder amen. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Please, let's have our seat in God's presence. And I want to thank God once again for yet another privilege and opportunity to stand before the people of God. It's a big privilege, and I'm not taking it for granted. I want to thank God for this church. I want to thank God for our pastor and all the members of the pastoral team. I want to thank God for the ministration team. I want to thank God for all the elders in the church, all our fathers and our mothers. I want to say the Lord will bless and honor you in Jesus' name. I say that again, the Lord will bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Yesterday we saw very briefly, by way of introduction, the theme of the year, standing firm in the faith. That is the theme for the year, and that is the theme for this gathering, standing firm in the faith. And we saw that God was the one saying or making this statement to his people. The Lord wrote this through his apostle Peter to the church at that time. And we are saying that what God said to them at that time, God is saying to us also now. Because the situation at that time is similar to the situation we are facing today. And the focus is standing firm in the faith. And let me say this, no matter how hard the devil tries in your life, you will not fall. I say that again, no matter how hard the enemy tries in your life, you will not fall. We saw yesterday the background of that statement, standing firm in the faith. We saw that the church of God, the people of God, the believers, the people in the faith, they were under a very heavy persecution. We saw the types of persecution they were facing. Some of them were burnt with fire. Some of them were thrown into hot oil. Some of them were cut in pieces. Some of them were given to animals to kill and to devour. And we saw all sorts. While some of them stood their faith, they stood their ground in the face of the persecution, some of them lost their faith. And I began to meditate and think, why is it that the devil is after our faith? Church, are we still together? Why is it that the devil is after our faith? I mentioned yesterday that the devil is not concerned about how rich you are. I hope you know that. The devil does not care about your money. He does not even care about your property. He does not bother himself about what you acquire and the wealth you amass. Because that is not important to him. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Now that soul is also the same thing with your faith. And then we saw that at the time we are talking about, the children of God were under severe persecution just for one thing. Because the devil was going after their faith. We also saw yesterday that similar situation we have today. We may not in our own environment have a situation whereby they are persecuting us physically, but we have a lot of persecution going on passively. We have a lot of persecution going on indirectly. And the same focus, the same purpose, the same aim of the devil at that time is the same today. And what is it? Your faith. I pray for you, you will not lose your faith. In the name of Jesus, we saw that there are people that are persecuted at home. A lot of people have been persecuted for their faith at home. because you are born again, because you love the Lord Jesus, and maybe the husband or the wife is not born again or does not love Jesus, a lot of measure of persecution. We saw some who are persecuted at school, especially for our youths. They will persecute you because of your faith, because of your stand for God. And they call you all sorts of names. All they are looking for is your faith. We also saw yesterday that there are some of us that are persecuted in the place of work. Because you are born again, or because you are even a believer, you are a Christian, they deny some of us promotion that we are due. Am I correct? All this is because of your faith. You are maybe level 16, and they will bring somebody who is level 14 to come and be your boss, and you cannot talk. Are we not experiencing that? Now, these are measures of persecution that we go through. And there's no way you can talk. There are people who have changed their religion or their faith. They have dropped their faith because they want to become maybe a chief or a king in their hometown. I've heard of many. I've heard of somebody who dropped his faith because of a chieftain's title, and eventually he couldn't make it. They didn't give it to him. They promised him everything. Say, don't worry. Just come and do, what do they call it now? Is it Wonka now? Just come and do it. And then they did everything for him. At the long run, he never got there. There are some people who are going through personal pains. A lot of personal pains are going on. And there are some which you cannot even share with people. You know what you are going through. You know the persecution of your faith. There are some of us, it's our health. We are going through some health challenges, and we pray and we fast, and the devil is telling us it is because of your faith. Or the devil is telling us that your God cannot help you. The devil is a liar. And I agree with you that in this meeting, your healing shall come. In the name of Jesus. There are some of us that have been trusting God for maybe husband, trusting God for a wife, or trusting God for a job, or trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And you have been waiting on the Lord. The devil will do all he can to ensure that which you are trusting God for, you are denied. But I tell you the truth. Our God, the God that we serve, is a faithful God. And we show forth for you in the name of Jesus. Let's take our bearing very quickly from 1 Peter chapter 5. Very quickly, 1 Peter chapter 5. I'll read from verse 8. Because of time, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 8. I'll read maybe 8 and 9 because of time. The Bible says, let's read together. Want to go. Be what? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because you're who? And who is your adversary? Walks about like a what? A roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He will not devour you. Let's go back to that passage, verse 8, very briefly. Be sober, be vigilant. By the grace of God, tomorrow we are going to begin to see how you can stand firm in the faith. What do you do to stand firm in the faith? But today we want to look at an example of the battle of faith. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, and who is your adversary? The devil, walks about like, not, he's not a lion, he's just like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, resist him. Tell your neighbor, resist him. Resist him. Now, nobody will tell a small boy to carry that speaker. Am I correct? Why wouldn't you do that? Because you know he cannot. Am I correct? Now, if you tell a man to carry that speaker, it is because you know he should be able to carry it. Now, the Bible says resist him because he knows we can resist him. Can you tell your neighbor, resist the devil? The Bible says, resisting, stand firm, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Stand firm, standing firm in the faith. Let's look at Daniel chapter 1 very quickly. Daniel chapter 1. We want to see an example of the battle of faith. Daniel chapter 1 very quickly. We have a story of the children of Israel in this passage. The Bible says in verse 1, Daniel chapter 1 verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged the city. Are we there? Now, this king, of course, King Nebuchadnezzar, was a Gentile king, and now came to besiege the people of God. Of course, we all know the meaning of to besiege a thing. He camped around the people with his army, cut off their supply of water, cut off their supply of food, just like the devil is doing to some of us today. And of course, you remember the story of Job. Says, he told God, he said, withdraw all your blessings from him, and he will curse you. And all his aim is the faith in God. The Bible says, he besieged the city. And look at verse 2, and that's my concern. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hands, along with some of the along with some of the articles from the temple of God. This he carried off to the temple of his gods in Babylon and put in the treasure house of his God. Can you imagine? These are the people of God, the temple worshipper, the people who worship the living God. And then the enemy came and besieged them. He threatened them. I don't know for how many years Nebuchadnezzar had besieged them. I am not sure. But the truth of the matter is, at this point in time, the children of God, they prayed to God. It appears as if God never answered their prayers. Church, are we together? They cried to God. It appears as if God was not answering their prayers. They pleaded with God because they knew that the enemy was at the gate. They knew that the enemy was there ready to take them. And they were pleading with God. They were crying to God. They were doing all they knew to do in order to avert that captivity. If you look at verse 2, the Bible says, and the Lord did what? He handed his people over to the enemy. Church, are we still together? And at this point, I ask the question, why would God do this? Just like you will be asking in your mind, Lord, I serve you with the whole of my heart. I do all I know to do in order to please you. I pay my tithe. I'm a member of a department in the church, and I do all I know to do. And yet, why is this happening in my life? I have a good news for you. God will not watch you in that situation forever. I don't like that. Amen. The Lord will not watch you in that situation forever. And I agree with you, you will not die with that situation. In the name of Jesus. I say that again, you will not die in that situation. I say that again, you will not die in that situation. And so these people ask the question, maybe in their mind, Lord, what is the issue? Why are you watching your children taking into captivity? Just like you and I, we are asking the question, why will you watch your children being starved of what belongs to them? Being denied of what belongs to them? And to worsen the matter, in Daniel chapter 3, let's go there very quickly. Daniel chapter 3, we are looking at the battle for our faith. And I pray in this battle, you will not be a victim. You will be a victor. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says King Nebuchadnezzar, that's verse 1 of chapter 3 of Daniel. The king made an image of gold. And of course, the height is there, very tall and visible for everyone. And the Bible says, the king now commanded, when you hear this music, everybody must bow to this image. Church, are we still together? Everybody, whoever you are, wherever you are, once you hear this music, you must bow. And the Bible says, the music was sung, and everybody bowed to the image. But look at the next verse. Verse 7. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations and people of every language fell down and worshipped the image of the king. Now, I ask myself, why will you do that? Why will you ask them to worship the image of the king? Now, worshipping the image of the king is denying the King of Kings. Church, are we together? Bowing down to worship the image of the king is saying no to the worship of the King of Kings. And then there are people in this scene, the Bible says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, they were also there, and the Bible says they took their stand against this persecution. Let me relate it very quickly to us. There are a lot of music that the devil is playing around us today. There are a lot of music the devil is playing around us subtly. They are not music you can hear with your ears. They are not music that people can hear with their ears. But they are music that is being played to your heart personally, and the devil wants you to bow. And let me say this, the moment you bow to those music, you are saying no to the worship of your God. And the devil knows it, you may not know it. And that is the same question. Why is the devil particular about your faith? Why is he so concerned about your faith? There is something about your faith that you yourself, you don't really know. Yesterday we saw that our faith is more precious than what? Than gold. Am I correct? Our faith is more precious than gold. Thank you, sir. Our faith is more precious than gold. Your faith is more precious than gold. And so the Bible said the king waited. And then I don't know how these people, they spotted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they went before the king and reported. The world is watching you. Church, are we together? The world is watching you. And apart from that, we are being watched by the clouds of witnesses. They have gone ahead of us. They have fought the fight. They have stood their ground. They kept the faith. What about you? And so these people came to him. And then they told the king, I said, oh king, this is the commandment you gave, but there are people among us who refuse to do it. Now, the question is, the Bible says everybody should bow. Am I correct? Now, how do you see somebody who is not bowing when you are bowing? It means they have set their traps. They have set their what? Their traps. I pray for you and I agree with you. Every trap the devil has set for you, you will miss them. They will not catch you. In the name of Jesus. I say that again. Every trap that the enemy has set for you, you will escape all of them. Verse 12. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of which you have, I mean, of your gold which you have set up. And I say this, every day of your life, as you live your Christian life, there are music the devil is playing for you and is wanting you to bow for them. There are some of us in our homes, there are music that have been played. And the devil is saying, bow to them. There are some of us in our schools, there are music that have been played. And the devil is saying bow to them. There are some of us in our places of work, there are music that the devil is playing for us. And the devil is saying what? Bow to them. And I'm sorry to say this, several people have compromised. Am I still talking to us? Several people have what? They have compromised. In the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not compromise, and people saw them. But unfortunately, in our own time, when you compromise, people will not know. When you are standing, people will not know. The only one that we know is your God. The one who is telling you to stand firm in the faith. But a lot of people have compromised because of what they will eat, because of what they wear, and because of their shelter or mobility. And how less important are those compared with the faith we are talking about? The Bible says we should stand firm, standing firm in the faith. Your faith is the most important thing in your life. Your faith is the most important thing in your life. The Bible says the king called them after being reported to him. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, this is what I heard about you. Is it true? Is it true? Look at verse 14. Is it true? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve the God or worship the image of gold that I have set up. Now, he didn't allow them to answer. Look at verse 15. He didn't allow them to answer that question. Then he said, now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flutes, zither, lyre, harps, pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. Now the question is, what is it in me just worshiping? What is the issue? And that's why the devil will tell you, what is it? Just having fun with a girlfriend. What is so big in it? What is so big in just changing that figure? Just adding another zero at the back of that figure. What is so big in it? Church, are we still together? Are we still together? What is so big? What is the big deal in it? In just compromising that faith. And so the Bible says, he said, now, if you can just do it, then good. Then he said, but if you do not worship it, you'll be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then, I love that part. And that is a challenge to your God. Where you stand firm in the faith, you are standing with God, and God will stand with you. Church, are we still together? Where you stand firm in the faith, no matter what, you are standing with who? With God. And God will stand with you. See, then, what God will be able to rescue you from my hands? Are you there? And what was the response of these people? Look at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. Church, are we together? What boldness. By the grace of God, we'll be seeing that tomorrow. What boldness, what audacity. They were standing before the king. And please don't forget, these were people that are slaves in a strange land. Are we still together? They were slaves in a strange land. And don't forget, normally, at the background of their back, these are people that have been forsaken by this God. They prayed and pleaded with God to avert the captivity, and God handed them over to the enemy, and yet they stood for God. Church, are we still together? They pleaded with God, they fasted, they waited on God, they cried, they did all they knew to do, but yet God handed them to God. And yet, at this point in time, when their faith was put to test, they stood their ground. I pray for you, you will not fall. Amen. Church, are we still together? One thing the devil is after in your life, I say that again, the devil is not after your beauty. The devil is not after your money. The The devil is not after your property. The devil is not after anything. If you see the devil touching any part of this, it is because he's aiming at your faith. When we have that in Job chapter 1, the Bible says the devil and God were talking, and God told him, Satan, devil, have you seen my servant Job? There is no man like him on the planet earth. I pray that God be able to vouch for you. And the devil replied and said, you are saying he's serving you, he's faithful to you. You are saying he's standing firm in the faith. Is it not because you have blessed him? Is it not because you have secured him? Is it not because you have done this and this and this and that for him? The devil told him, touch those things and then he will fall. And then the question is, your faith in God today, is it not because you are enjoying life? When the goings are tough, will you still stand? Church, are we still together? When the goings are what? Are tough, will you still stand in the faith? And so God told the devil, say, go and touch him. Let's see. Let's see what will happen. And you know, whenever I'm going through a tough time, I say to myself, maybe the heavens, just like we were told in the scripture, we are surrounded by a cloud of what? Of witnesses. The heavens will be watching to see if his son will compromise or not. But what happened to Job? Did he stand? What happened to Job? Did he stand? You will stand in Jesus' name. I say that again. You will stand in the name of Jesus. And so they told him, we do not need to defend ourselves in this matter, O king. We do not need to defend ourselves. Verse 17, please. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve, wow, I love this. The God we serve is able to save us from it. And he will rescue us from your hand, O king. Verse 18. But even if he does not, we are going to stand up firm in the faith. Church, are we still together? Are we still together? The journey of faith is not an easy journey. I love that song. It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven, and there are many dangers on that way. Am I correct? But what is the end of that song? Jesus is there to brighten the journey. And he is there to brighten the journey for those who will stand firm in the faith. The Bible says, but if God will not, if he will not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up. Let's go to verse 26 because of time as we bring this service to close. Verse 26. Then King Nebuchadnezzar approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Did you hear the next statement? Let's say it together. One, two, go. Servant of the Most High God. Now, please note, when the king was addressing them, say, let me see the God that will deliver you. He used small g. Are we together? Did you notice that? Say, let me see the God that will deliver you. Suddenly, this man, this servant of God who took their stand in the faith, they put a knowledge of the real God in the heart of that king. Say, Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servant of the Most High God, come out here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. Let's move on very quickly. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the royal advisors crowded around them. That is how people will crowd around you to view your miracle. In the name of Jesus. They crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their body, nor was a hair of their head stringed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. What a God that we serve. What a God that we serve. The next verse. The next verse, please, verse 29. Therefore, I decree, this is the king talking, that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other God can save in this way. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can somebody shout hallelujah? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they took their stand, even though the devil put them into trials. Now, I look at the other side. If these men had fallen for this trip, for this trap that the devil has set for them, that would have been the end of them. They would have still been in the nation, they would have still been among the people of God, they would have still been in the church, but their faith, what they are living for, have been taken from them. The most part of your life, the most important part of your life is your faith. And that is what the devil is looking for. Any temptation that comes your way, all the trials that comes your way, all the hard time that comes your way, whatever the devil is pushing into your way, all that he's looking for is your faith. And that is why the Bible says, stand firm in the faith. In 1 Peter that we said, the people of God at that time, they were going through persecution. And the major question mark upon their life was, drop your faith, we will leave you to live. Drop your faith, deny Jesus, and then we allow you to live. Now the challenge of our time, nobody will put a gun to your head to tell you to drop your faith. But those subtle temptations, everyday choices that you are making, they are also putting a question on you. You still hold on to your faith, or you want to deny it? Are you buying and dancing to the music of the devil? Or you are saying, no, I will not dance. I will take my stand and hold firm to my faith. Their own temptation is even easier than our own. I'm sorry to say that. Our own temptation, our own persecution is more subtle and more cunning than their own. Because right there where you are, the devil is still tempting you. Where you are seated, there are questions going on in your mind. There are choices the devil has placed before you. And the question is, will you give in for those choices? Or will you stand firm in the faith? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Bible says they took their stand. And look at verse 30 of that scripture as we pray together. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. When you take your stand in the faith, when you stand firm in the faith, promotion will be your portion. I thought I would hear a better amen. Amen. And so I speak to you this night, and this is the voice of the Lord. Take your stand in the faith. 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 Don't shake. Hallelujah. Take your stand, no matter what. Take your stand in the faith. Your faith is much more precious than gold. Your faith is all that you are living for. Your faith is the reason why you will conquer or you become a victim. Your faith is the only thing that will help you to do exploits. Your faith is your spiritual stand with God. Your faith is what the devil is looking for. And your faith is what God also recognizes in your life. For Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, for without faith, no man can please God. And when the devil takes your faith from you, you are living a life that is not pleasing God. And you become a prey in the hands of the enemy. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they took their firm stand in spite of the persecution, in spite of the trials. I don't know what trials you are going through tonight. I don't know what you are going through, and the devil is whispering to your ears that God has forgotten you. Can you remember the response of these people? They say, we are going to stand. This God will save us. But even if we will not, we are not going to give in. Is anybody willing to say that tonight? That even if God will not, we will not give in. And no matter who that person is, no matter what veg the devil has pushed you to, I am sure we serve a living God, a faithful God, who will come to your rescue. I say he will come to your rescue. I say that again, he will come to your rescue. In the name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads and talk to God. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough. That's just the only prayer point. Can you cry and say, Father, give me grace? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not stand because of their power. They stood because God made grace available unto them. Let's cry to God. Father, give me grace. Give me grace.